It's 88.5 KCSN. I'm Sky Daniels, and I don't deserve to be sitting here interviewing the great Rebecca Ferguson. Welcome to the United States.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I was fortunate enough to see your inaugural performance at the Troubadour last night, and it's rare that I see an artist that totally blows away any preconceptions I had of the artist in their performance.
Yeah.
In which I thought, oh, well, the artist is going to be this way. And then you exceeded every expectation I had. It was a wonderful performance.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
It was great. Now, one thing I picked up from that, the story, you know, for those of you out there who don't know, is that Rebecca went through the arduous process. I think that's one way of putting it. The competition of the X Factor in the UK. And the X Factor in the UK, massive show.
It is. It's a huge show, yeah.
And so you went through that arduous competition, ended up becoming the runner-up.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure it was an emotional thing, being the runner-up. But this is what it interests me greatly. It brought a lot of attention to you, as those shows there and, of course, here in America do.
Yeah.
But as soon as you signed your deal with Sony, you pretty much put the brakes on the process.
Yeah.
You weren't going to be prepackaged. You wanted to make sure that the album was your songs and you singing from the heart. Talk to me about, that's a brave step, putting your foot down like that, wasn't it?
I just think, you know, artists should be real, and there's lots of different types of music. But for me, the heart of real music and music that lasts is music that comes from the artist. Whether the songs are written for them and they pick the songs personally and feel a great attachment to the songs, but always I think good music comes from the artist. And I think I knew that if I would have just sung songs that were just handed to me, I wouldn't have felt it. I wouldn't, on the stage, I wouldn't have gave the performances that I do, and I wouldn't have connected to the audience or to the songs the way I try to do. There's just the feeling isn't there. So I knew that I had to write my own music, and I enjoy writing, and it's something I've always done from a really young age. So it didn't make sense to me anyone else doing it.
Now, you, by your own admission, you didn't have the easiest upbringing. You know, you had a challenging life. You became a mother at 17.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, you know, you were living real world living.
Yeah, yeah.
But you've talked about how the thing that helped sustain you through that hard living was you always kept that optimism and those dreams in your heart. And I guess that those dreams in your heart and those songs in your head, yes?
Yeah, yeah. Literally, it was a dream that just wouldn't go away. It was like I knew I was meant to sing, and every time I tried to distract myself with other things, like I'd go to college and think, I know, I'll study beauty therapy. So I'd go and I'd do it and I'd be brilliant at it, but I'd be like, but I'm not satisfied. It's not making me happy. And I'd go and I'd studied law, and that was brilliant again. I was good at it, but it wasn't making me happy. And it just was a dream that just wouldn't leave. I just knew it was what I was meant to do.
Hi, this is Rebecca Ferguson, and this is Nothing's Real But Love.
Standing in a line, wonder why it don't move. Trying to get ahead, watching people break the rules. Maybe the man in charge and doesn't like my face. But then this world's not always good, and nothing's real but love. Nothing's real but love. Like a love. No, no, they watch us open mouth as we joke around like fools. See who can be the worst and watch what I can do. Well, then the door gets a land right. no money, no house, no car. It's like a love, ooh. It won't fill you up. It won't fill you up.
You did have to start to deal. Suddenly you're dealing with a lot of attention and expectations. How has that been for you to take those on?
You know, the first year is really hard because you go from not being known by anyone to all of a sudden people knowing your name and being interested in your personal life. And I'm such an open person. So that was really hard at first. It was really hard to adjust. Now I'm used to it and I've come to terms with what my job entails, and I've realised that, you know, a lot of it you can't take to heart. It's, you know, sometimes when you get press and it's not good, it just comes with the job. And one headline is forgotten the next day. It's right. Like they're on to someone else. So I've learned now. But at first, I was really sensitive and I'd take things really personally. Yeah.
Well, you have a lot of raw emotion in your voice, so it's easy to understand that you are sensitive.
Yeah.
Well, and the subject matter that you write about,
it's
pure emotion.
It is, yeah.
So it must be hard, and it's hard for every artist that wants to be as emotionally resonant as you to be able to compartmentalize that stuff. Because here you wear your heart on your sleeve in song and in performance, but then when it comes to the business, suddenly, got to have thick skin.
Yeah, it is. And you do grow thick skin, because when I started off on The X Factor, I was so sensitive and so gullible as well, and always wanting to see the best in people, which is what I do. But yeah, the business, it toughens you up. But you've got to make sure, and that's a lot of what the song Glittering Gold's about. You take care of your soul. You know, just because you're in a business that's tough, don't let it affect who you are and change your person. I just want to make music and sing, and if for it to resonate with people and for them to enjoy it and get something from it and leave after watching me thinking, that touched me and I feel that pain that she's been through. And I always try and write lyrics like that as well. Yeah.
Well, and that leads right into my question of while you had achieved, you know, this burst of attention, you turn around and write songs as if you're cognizant of, I'm not going to let this go to my head.
Yeah.
You know, nothing real, nothing's real but love. Yeah. You know, Glitter and Gold. These are songs about, I'm not going to go down that diva path. It's happening here. Is it fair to say that you're already trying to ground yourself in your songs? It's coming through.
You know what? It's so hard. And when I just come off the show and you're getting so much attention, it's hard. And anyone that says it's not is lying, because I'd find myself changing. But luckily, I've got good people around me and they'd be like, no, Becky, that's not okay. I remember I turned to my friend after the show and I said, because my diary was so full, and I was like, I'll check my diary for the Monday and fit you in. And then she was like, excuse me?
Right.
You're my best friend who I've known since I was little. And I really had to check myself. So it's hard.
Right.
And when you've got so many people saying they admire you and they think well of you, you really do have to force yourself to be humble. You really do. And I think it is important for me, because I think I've been blessed, but you don't know how long it's going to last. And I always say, my voice is a gift. I didn't earn it. I was born with it. So I've got no right to think I'm better than anyone else, because I've got it. This is Rebecca Ferguson and this is Glitter and Gold.
Losing yourself, no cry for help. You don't just a chore, but you're gonna need them more than ever before. Cause all that glitter, ooh, all that gold, ooh, won't buy a happy, ooh, when you've been bought and sold, riding wild horses, ooh, you can't control, ooh, with all your glitter, and all of you, take care of your soul, take care of your soul. You're gonna need them more than ever before. Cause all that glitter, ooh, and all that gold, ooh, won't buy a happy, ooh, when you've been bought and sold, riding white horses, ooh, you can't control, ooh, with all your glitter, and all of you take care of your soul. One day gonna wake up and you're gonna need a mother never before. Cause all that glitter, ooh, all that gold, ooh, won't buy a happy, ooh, when you've been bought and sold, riding wild horses, ooh, you can't control, ooh, with all your glitter, and all of your take care of your soul, and all of your
this is one of those experiences. After last night, I realized that here we are going to be having you on the radio. Probably one of the first radio live performances you've done in the States, yeah?
Yeah, I've started just, this is my second to, yeah. Second,
okay,
yeah.
So, you know, it's one of those documents, I guess, yeah, of sort, where we think, in a year, we'll look back on this, and what we want you to remember is that, you know, we want you to be comfortable and know that this is a home for you.
Yeah.
You're always welcome to come back here and make it all about what's in your heart and in your soul. That's what we want you to feel about this radio station and this experience.
Yeah.
Because you bring it out of us, and I want to thank you today and wish you nothing but the best of the luck. And you know, in Los Angeles, you have a dedicated supporter in KCSN.
Oh, thank you. Thanks a lot.
It's Rebecca Ferguson here on 88.5 KCSN.